I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about field tripping. Steve and I were just, we got to bring that conversation on. Like,
oh, no, no.
It's just hilarious. Like, so we got inspired because Barron Trump is going to some Columbia grammar and preparatory school. Can you tell I didn't go there?
Right.
And I guess he was able to bring 80 classmates.
80?
Accompanied by their teachers and Secret Service agents all over to the White House.
That's pretty sweet.
Kids got dressed up. Girls were in dresses. Boys were in khaki pants and button downs. It was very cute. They were, sources say.
80.
President Trump gave them all a rousing speech about living up to your potential and being the best you could be for your country. I just want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any field trips like that.
Oh, not even close. Not even anything.
The field trips that I went on were under the guise of education.
Yeah.
And we can get into that, but they don't even try that anymore. Now it's like, we're going on a field trip to a park a block away from the school, and then we're going to study bugs and mulch in the place.
No, you're not.
No, you're just like, get out of the class. I'm done teaching you for the year.
That's it.
We've been in this room right. for too long. Let's be in a different place.
And they don't care where we go, just so we're not in the classroom.
So, I mean, we want to know what kind of field trips you got to go on. Did you get to go?
Cool ones.
Because you and I share the I grew up in Colorado. You grew up in the Dakotas.
Yeah.
And we went to the same place.
These broken down forts that apparently had a war in them, like in the 1800s or something. It's just a couple of logs and some bricks and the dirt and maybe a wagon wheel.
And then occasionally, did you ever have the outbuilding? There was a trailer that was there with a decrepit old lady, and you'd walk in and it smelled of death. And she would have a couple of pictures, grainy pictures on the wall. And she's like, I could tell you. It's like, nope, we're good.
Exactly. Yes.
Stop by and see the dirt.
Yes. We're here to eat our sack lunches in
sack
the dirt.
Lunches.
Yeah, that was my favorite part back then. Mom would make you a sack lunch.
What did you get?
See, I always loved egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, God, no. What are you talking about? Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. They'd be in the sun a while. And Orange Crush. But hey, your mom. I know. Your mom.
You would eat a warm egg salad sandwich? God. Oh.
Right there next to the wagon wheel and the dirt. But your mom was actually smart. She would freeze your soda. So by the time it was time to drink and eat, it was cold and perfect.
I love that you call it a soda as if we're rich people.
Oh, that's right. You guys couldn't afford.
No, it was Shasta.
It was a simile.
Yes.
A facsimile of a soda.
But we would freeze it. She would get up and wouldn't freeze it solid, but freeze it just because we couldn't afford the ice pack and the thing. So I'd have a partially frozen Shasta.
Yeah.
And then my sandwich would be up against that, and then my chips would be on the other side.
Nice.
And then some sort of fruit.
That's the best part of the field trip.
But now, even with me having an ice source on my field trip, no one would be brazen enough to bring egg salad.
Oh, it would be awesome.
I'm bringing partially cooked chicken. I'm sure at the fort we'll be able to find some place to finish it.
So you're right. We're all sitting in a dirt field out in the middle of nowhere eating sack lunches.
Yeah, and that's the wagon wheel trip. You describe in the ground, they're like, that could have been from a stagecoach on its way through.
No.
No, it's like a rusted out Mustang rim.
That's what it is. It's a hubcap.
From what I can tell, it's like in the early 70s Mach 5. I don't think
this isn't from the 19th century. Did they have hubcaps?
I don't think they did. I feel like this field trip is not informative. The other field trip that we took when I was young.
I love this story.
Was to learn. We did learn something.
This one is actually, yes, it's cool.
But it's one of the grossest things I've ever experienced in my life.
It is as well.
As well as, I would have almost rather we did it in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay.
But what we did, growing up in Longmont, Colorado, we're only third on the food chain for water. Maybe not even that.
Okay.
So if you lived in the mountains, the snow melts, right?
The runoff.
Everybody knows this. The snow melts and it turns. And so we drove like up to this little town called Lyons, Colorado, right? And you like go there and like, first we drove up to watch the river and we tasted the river water. We're like, wow. We drove to the first town it hits and we like drank it out of the tap. And we're like, wow. And then we drove down to Longmont, Colorado and drank that, drank the water there. And like, wow, we know this water. And then we went to the sewage plant.
There we are.
Where it's like, now Longmont has used the water. And so we walk in and like first thing we get off the bus smells like.
Oh, you didn't sip out of that one?
No. Well, no. So the first thing when you get off the bus, if you're not used to the overwhelming stench of
waste treatment.
Yes. It like people are hurling everywhere.
Oh, fun.
Well, one kid in particular.
That's you.
No,
that
me.
Was you.
His name is Dean. And if I say his whole name again, he's like an educator and I will be in trouble. So we do that. And then we drive to the we drive to the very next town. I don't even remember what the next town over was, but it was like, we're going to go. So we followed this fresh snowflake
all the way
all the way down. Now it's covered in poop. And we've watched Dean barf. This is my field trip. And then we're going to go to the next town to compare the water there to what we drank on top of the mountain.
That's actually cool.
How many kids do you think actually made put the water in the... Because they're like, they pour the tap water and we all just tell. Like, I had poop in it before. Like, we all know...
It's got Dean's barf in it.
Yes. We're all looking at the water going, I'm not drinking it because it just had poop in it. They're like, but don't you trust the processing plant? It's like, no.
We were just...
I was just there and I met the guys working there.
It's a judgment call.
It's like... I don't know what they're making, but it's not enough.
You got bottled water?
Yeah, we'll Aquafina? You have that back there? Smart water?
So basically, this field trip just ruined you all. You're never going to hydrate again.
Honest to God, the moment bottled water was readily available, right. I stopped drinking out of a tap that moment.
I would too.
It was like, I'll never do it again.
I like how Snowflake eventually turned into poopy dog.
It was this
beautiful process.
But I'll never forget it because now I realize that if you don't live as close to where the snow turns into water, you're drinking. So if you're landlocked in middle America, no snowflakes, no rain, pond collecting, like whatever, just understand, look up because the cities that are above you that drain down to you, you're drinking their poo water.
Their shower water.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's what I learned on my field trip.
You grew up in the wrong town. Yes.
No, I was only one town away. I only had to drink Lyons poo. But the next town after Longmont,
all your
poo. It's like, oh, man. And then you drive through the town and get to know the people. And you're like, nope. We're moving upstream.
That's an informative educational field trip.
Did we just get completely off track?
No.
So, what we want from you though? We've got a ton of news stories where a couple teachers left. A teacher left two students in an LA museum because they weren't being nice. They were acting up, and she was just like, "Yeah, I get it, but you're the educator and you're in charge of getting them
follow the rules.
Oh my God.
So, or you pay the price.
At some point, you're gonna have to talk to your
gotta leave you behind.
A bunch of teens got sick on a bus because." I guess something didn't work on the like air conditioning, whatever. Like
their mom packed them egg salad for their lunch.
That's probably happened.
It's just fine.
You know, my mom invented the freeze the Shasta trick, Steve. There was one other story, and this one was off of Reddit. This, I don't know where. I guess if you're going to school in Catalina Island, that's what happens. Their field trip was a snorkeling adventure.
Oh yeah,
so it's like
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
there.
They all go and they snorkel. Except a shark came and bit the teacher.
The teacher.
Yeah, thankfully it was the teacher.
Yeah,
well, then they had to I mean, if it was a kid, then this
maybe vice principal or counselor would have been
higher up the food chain. The shark is just like kid. There we go.
What happened to the whoa?
They had to medevac the dude out. I think.
Dude, you learn a lot. You learn the first aid on that field trip. You're learning insurance,
the copay, other sharks. You're right, Steve.
We learned a lot.
That might have been part of it. All right, I'm going to cut my foot a little bit and get bit. I'm the one getting bit this year.
Right.
All right, so the bottom line is this. If you've been on an epic field trip where something janky happened, hopefully it's better than just going to a fort in the middle of the Dakotas.
That's when I got
stuck. This egg salad tastes turned.
It was awesome.
I'm serious.
You don't know.
I
there were so many preservatives in it.
No way. There's
she
not.
She sprays it on it. Just, did you just yak? Oh my God, Slacker just yak.
Because it's got mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's got mayonnaise.
Oh, a lot of mayonnaise, too. Aesthetic.
Hot mayonnaise. What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh.
Okay, hot mayonnaise is my new band name. We're going to get it together, and you're going to call because you've been on a field trip that got weird,
yeah.
And we're all going to come back together with our stories.
Well,
we call it field tripping. Yeah. Jesse?
Yay.
Field tripping.
So I was in elementary school, and we went to a couple big outdoorsy places that are really popular in Colorado, and I went inside to use the bathroom, and then I got left there.
Oh, she's in the can. Let's get out of here.
How big was the toilet in there? Did they leave you?
Yeah, they left me, and I had to find security as I'm bawling my eyes out.
They don't do head counts?
Yeah, they did a head count, but they missed me, apparently. I don't know if they double counted somebody or what happened.
Are you sure that they missed?
I wouldn't say I'm missing it.
Yeah, seriously. I thought I was being good, but apparently not.
So they had to turn around and all come back, or your mom had to come pick you up, or...
Yeah, luckily my parents lived close, so one of my parents came and picked me up.
That's that beats drinking poop water.
They weren't very happy. They were not very happy at all.
I mean, a head's got to roll.
Yeah.
Because the reason for the head count is...
Did they get in trouble?
Somebody had to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got in a lot of trouble.
Well, she was doing number two, and we didn't know.
Couldn't wait. No courtesy flush. We had to bounce. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Lindsay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Field tripping.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was in second grade, and my dad was a chaperone on my field trip.
Uh-oh.
And one of the kids, we were on the bus, and one of the kids in my class walked up to me, stood right next to me, and looked at me, and was like, what I wouldn't give to take a shower with you right next to my dad when I was in second grade.
What the?
How, and the kid was also a second grader?
Yeah.
That's pretty advanced questioning for a second grader, I'm not going to lie.
Dang. So what'd your dad...
Oh, my dad, the teacher actually had to physically restrain my father.
Oh, I can imagine.
He was about to come unglued.
Wow, chaperone fighting.
Did you ever get to take a shower with that kid later in life?
No, he was the kid in the class that smelled like pee.
Yeah, he's so that kid.
No.
Yeah.
So maybe he just actually wanted to take a shower.
Yeah, he didn't get
clean. There was no
innuendo. Maybe that was the whole thing. He wanted to take a shower with me. He was jealous that I actually took showers.
Right.
Yeah, because you have a shower.
I wouldn't give to not smell like this. Could I shower with you?
Your dad
took it completely out of context.
Right,
poor pee kid.
My dad. Hey, can I borrow your shower? Instead of telling him he wanted to take a shower with his daughter.
That's quite the field trip.
Thank you for the call. Oh, my God. I would knock that kid out.
Yes.
Jess?
Yay!
Field tripping.
So we went on a field trip that was 2 weeks long to Chicago, New York on a train.
Dang.
Every day we ate PB&J sandwiches for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And the first 3 days we ate PB&J sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What?
All meals were PB&J.
Yep. First 3 days, and then the rest of the time was PB&J for lunch.
What?
You went to a school that had enough money to send you on a 2 week trip to Chicago and New York, but just not enough money for food?
Right?
Yep.
That's really, huh?
Do you hate, you have to hate PB&J now?
I can't look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you
burn out on something hard,
you're done.
You're done, Oh, man.
Yeah. 12 years later, and I still can't look at it. I'm just like, no. And my roommates love it, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, you probably can't smell it.
Yeah.
I get it. Thank you for the call, Jess. I burn out on PB&J for a while, but I'm back.
Oh, no, look at you.
I'm back with a vengeance, as long as it's strawberry jam.
Oh, really?
What are you, a grape?
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm American.
Okay, warm egg salad.
I'm an American. It's great,
it
jelly.
It doesn't have to be grape.
Yeah, it does. And you use jam? It's got to be jelly.
No, I use the Smuckers
peanut
in the squeeze bottle.
Butter. That's good. Smuckers is good, but it's peanut butter and...
I get the low sugar one.
What's the point of even eating?
I know, Steve. If I'm not trying to kill myself, it's not fun. Oscar...
Yeah.
What do you have on your PBJ? No, actually, we're doing field tripping.
Yeah, so field tripping, right? So senior trip. We go to Disney World, and a bunch of guys decide to drop some acid. They decide at that point, a couple hours into it, that they're going to punch Mickey and throw Donald Duck in the pond.
So they got physically violent with the mascots.
Well, they freaked out at a giant mouse and a big duck with no pants.
When you're tripping, I see that.
I get it. It wasn't a plan. It was more a defensive move.
It was.
Probably.
Dude, the mice are growing to exponential size.
Yes.
Every man for himself. That duck's coming for me, and he doesn't have pants. I get it.
That's true.
Were you kicked out of the park?
Well, they were kicked out of the park, and then they had finished finals, and they were expelled.
Oh, a field trip got them expelled.
That is no bueno. Thank you for the call, Oscar. I never thought I'd hear a drop in acid on a field trip story. Brittany.
Yay.
Yay.
Field tripping.
I was in my...
Wait. Brittany, your phone sucks.
Yeah, your phone is awful. What happened?
Dang it, she's a teacher too.
We lost Brittany. Her phone was Ike.
Yay.
Field tripping.
Yes, sir. I was when I was younger, a buddy of mine and our parents sent us to summer camp for 2 weeks. Well, summer camp took us out on a field trip out to the river. And we all found this huge rock to jump off into the river on. You know, everybody was jumping off.
That's what you do at camp.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, this girl jumped off, went into the water, and came up just screaming in agony. Well, it turned out she jumped wrong and landed on a rock and broke her leg. But the worst part of the whole thing was my buddy and I were kind of, we were kind of bad kids. Well, we had let air out of one of the tires on the bus, so we had to sit there while this girl's screaming in agony.
Oh, you couldn't get her out of there?
Oh, my
God. No, man. I felt so... We held that for years before we told anybody, man.
Dude.
She had to go through that pain.
Because you, little rapscallions.
Oh, my God.
We let air out of the tire.
They had to take her leg, too,
oh,
I guess.
Stop, Steve. You may know her as... I don't... I wish I could just rattle out the name of that. Ike, you're a terrible...
You're a bastard, Ike.
...human being. All right, more field-driven stories over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.